وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى وأخرج المرعى فجعله غذاء أحوى، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في برياته، فجزاه الله بأفضل ما جزى به نبيا عن أمته، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الوجوه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، وأن يمن كتابهم بأيمانهم ويجعلهم من الفائزين المفلحين برحمة الله رب العالمين. اللهم آمين. Continue إن شاء الله where we stopped yesterday بإذن الله تعالى.
He's saying the good and evil deeds of the slaves will be weighed with it. That is, the righteous and unrighteous actions. He's saying it has two scales and a tongue. It has two scales as reported in the Ahadith. The good deeds will be placed on one scale and the evil deeds on the other, as contained in the Hadith of the card of Tawheed. In the story of the one who has 99 records, and each record is filled with evil deeds to the extent of one sight. So it will be said to him, "Do you have any good deed?" And he will say, "No, my Lord." So these huge evil records will become greater, and he will say, "No, my Lord." So it will be said to him, "But you will indeed never be wrong. You have a good deed with us." So a card will be brought containing the testimony of, "There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah," and the testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. And that card will be placed on one scale, while those big records will be placed on the other. The card will outweigh the records, and he will as a result enter the paradise. This is evidence that the balance has two scales, whereon the deeds will be placed on the day of resurrection. It has a tongue. The tongue of the balance is known to the people. They call it the heart of the balance, which moves to the right or left. So when the scales weigh the same weight, the heart of the balance will be equal. But if one scale outweighs the other, then the heart inclines.
Conclusion, inshallah, about the mizan. The first hadith عندما سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الحديث، even though Al-Albani made it weak, but أهل العلم they said لا بأس بتحسين الإسناد. And I would like to mention it, inshallah, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was asked, do the people remember their families in the day of resurrection? He said أما في ثلاثة مواضع فلا. There are three places nobody will remember anyone. In these three places, or I want to say three situations, or I want to say three moments, يوم القيامة. The first moment عند الميزان, which is we're talking about, until the person knows أثقلت موازينه أم خفت, he has no time to speak to anyone until he makes sure where his deeds are weighed. This is the first situation. The second one, عندما تتطاير الصحف. You heard me in Surah Al-Takwir, قول الله عز وجل. Who remember? وإذا الصحف نشرت. Right? What's the صحف? صحف الأعمال. تتطاير حتى تأتي الرجل. Each one will get his book. Even you put it behind your back, you don't want to carry it or want. Until you make sure your book is on the right side, what do you say? هاء مقرأ كتابية إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابية فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية إلى آخر الآيات. Then he remembered his family. The last place, who knows? عند القنطرة, on the صراط. Also, nobody has no time to speak to nobody until they what? Pass it. And passing the sirat is not easy. As it has what? Number one, as we mentioned yesterday, sharp like a sword, thin like a hair, a qantara, which is a bridge. And not the bridge, as I mentioned, is a very tiny, thin bridge. And underneath is what? Jahannam. And Jahannam is what? Dark. Dark. So don't say it's cold and it's red from the heat. No, it's after red. So it's dark, so you don't even see. So what you need the most thing to pass a sirat? You need nur. When you get this nur? You know how you get this nur? If you maintain salat al-isha, jama'ah fil masjid, and if you maintain salat al-fajr, jama'ah in the masjid, not praying at home, praying in jama'ah in the masjid. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, بَشِّرِ الْمَشَّائِينَ بِالظُّلَمِ بِالنُّورِ التَّامِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Give glad tidings to those who walk in the darkness with complete light in يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And قَوْلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ بُشْرَاكُمُ الْيَوْمَ جَنَّاتِ. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ, they will call the believers, wait. Don't pass too fast on the sirat. Let's use from your light. Go back. Maybe you'll find your nur in the back. So when they go back, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ. A wall come between, dividing them. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. The other side where the believers are going, here is the rahmah. وَمِنْ ظَاهِرِهِ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. The back of it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, is the dark and the punishment and the torture. These are moments that the Prophet ﷺ told us in the hadith, nobody will remember, no one. And the other hadith, مرواه الترمذي وصححه الألباني من حديث أنس بن مالك عندما قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل أنت شافع لي يوم القيامة? Are you gonna intercede for me, يا رسول الله? This is Anas ibn Malik. Look, he's asking the Prophet, and هو خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. What should we say? If this is a person who served the Prophet ﷺ or his, from his youth, from his very young age, and the Prophet ﷺ قال إني فاعل, I shall intercede for you, my Rabb. قال فأين ألتمسك? Where should I look for you? زحام. You know what زحام means? Crowd. You've been in Hajj. You see how the crowd is in Hajj. This is nothing. This is nothing. This is like a drop of the sea يوم القيامة. It's a very crowd. He's looking. Where should I look for you, Rasulullah? قال three places he will not miss. He told him on the sirat, he told him mizan, and he told him al-hawd. He said, I will never miss these three places. So look for me in these places. So each one of us were looking, ayna anta ya Rasulallah litashfa' li. And the Prophet ﷺ, he is from the other side of the sirat, not from the side where the arsh, but rather from the side where Jahannam is, because he wants to identify all of his ummah one by one. Try to save who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for them to be saved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. So this is the mizan. Very concluded here for what this chapter about the mizan. I just gave you these. And the last hadith, just to give it even more evidence, I want to say, a proof of the mizan, that it has kiffatayn. When the companions laughed on the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Remember when he climbed the tree and he has two tiny thin legs. فضحك الصحابة. قال مما تضحكون. What you are laughing. You know when they laugh, they just kind of smiled when they look how tiny his legs. قال إنهما لأثقل عند الله في الميزان يوم القيامة من أحد. من أحد. You know Mount Uhud? What you see when you go to Mecca now, when you see Mountain Uhud, this is after 1400 plus years. It went down a little bit. Because you know the geology, mm-hmm. you know the science, you know. Huh?
Erosion.
You know, it's even big, mm-hmm. but it was bigger than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, see how tiny they are? In the mizan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are heavier than this mountain. When you look at this mountain, subhanAllah, that shows you what? That these feet are مخلصتان لله ورسوله, sincere to Allah and His Messenger. when يوم القيامة on what على الميزان. So this is very conclude that nobody can deny the ميزان. The ميزان is a ميزان as you hear it. If you go to any Arab country, tell him put it on the ميزان, بعها على الميزان, he will bring you the ميزان. Most you know the old fashioned way, you will see them those two scales, and if you always notice, they always try to make it not even, to do what? To make it heavier. Why? Because they understand this mizan will testify, and number two, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. So they understand. So they always, when you want buy whatever, cucumber, oranges, sometimes they cut it in half, the oranges, they don't want to cut it in half. They want the mizan for you to be down. So at least they are, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the barakah from this, inshallah. So this concludes, inshallah, we'll go to number 16.
Belief in the punishment of the grave.
And this is very important, because a lot of people denying the punishment of the grave. Which is, I mentioned in my khutbah, briefly, this Friday, I talked about it briefly, about the qabr and the adab. But brothers, is al-qabr and the torture of the grave is haqq. And always, do you, how many of you make isti'adah min al-qabr before you make salam in salah? Raise your hand. How many of you make isti'adah? So let me share this with hadith. I should mention it only few. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make isti'adah before the salam. Dubra salawat al-mafroodat, the obligatory salah. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. Before the salam. Every salah. So you make sure you keep this dua before your salam. It's not just as-salah al-Ibrahimiyya and that's it. There is more. That if you go to a book al-Albani, rahimahullah, Salat al-Nabi, Sifat Salat al-Nabi, the description of the prayer of the Prophet, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as you see it, it will tell you all the different scenarios, all the different dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make sometimes different dua of openings. He said, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ, and then sometimes inni wajjahtu wajhi lillati fatara as-samawati, and then rabb in allah allahum ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayaya kama ba'adta bayna mashriq wal maghrib, and there are other du'a iftitah as-salah, iftitahiyat as-salah. So there are many. If you look into the book, he will tell you all different. But doesn't mean when somebody says something, this is not the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this du'a and this du'a and this du'a. He varied, as he varied in his qira'ah. As varied in qira'ah. So you may listen to qawlahu, qawl Allah Azza wa Jal, عندama surat ma bayna al-hiwar, the conversation between Nuh alayhi salam and Allah, qala inna bni min ahli. Right? When he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Nuh, qala inna bni min ahli, after the flood and he lost his son, qala innahu laysa min ahlik. In qira'ah, innahu amalun ghayru salih. And in another qira'ah, innahu amila ghayra salih. So you may hear different, it's not wrong in the tashkil, but there are different ways that the Prophet ﷺ read certain ayat, inshallah. So, عذاب القبر, we have to understand, is a haqq. قال المؤلف رحمه الله والإيمان بعذاب القبر ومنكر ونكير.
The author said, and to believe in punishment of the grave, munkar and nakir.
You know munkar and nakir? How many of you heard munkar and nakir? You know, who are these? The two angels who will come to everyone in their graves. So don't think that if someone die, أَكَلَتُ السِّبَاعِ, if someone die who eaten by a lion, who is eating by a crocodile, who is eating by a shark, who lost, you know, like they said, they could not retrieve any bodies from an aircraft, air crash or whatever you call it. Doesn't matter. Whatever that body is, it will meet his soul في عالم البرزخ. For what? For the su'al, wa'adab, or rahmah. They have to gather. And this is haqq, that from what we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Likewise, from the aqidah of al-sunnah wa al-jama'ah, is to believe in the punishment and bliss of the grave. The dead is either punished in his grave or being given bliss till he is resurrected on the day of resurrection. The grave is the state between this worldly life and the hereafter. Consequently, it is called al-barzakh, because the word al-barzakh means a barrier between two things. Allah the Most High says,
مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان.
He has let loose the two seas, the salt and fresh water, meeting together. Between them is a barrier which none of them can transgress.
Have you ever went to the bay? The bay, where the bay, the Chesapeake Bay meets the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that bay? That, subhanAllah, is amazing. Every time I go there, I have to go there and just remember these ayat from Surah Ar-Rahman and others. They will never meet. بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخْ means there is a barrier. Who made this? It's water and it's water. And this water has a fresh fish. And this water has a fresh salt fish. But if you are diving in this water, can you go to the other water?
Yes.
What about the fish?
No.
They can. Isn't it amazing? So you can dive, and if you have the gear on, and you can go from one to the other side, you go, maybe you can feel the density. I'm not a swimmer. I cannot swim. So you're like an expert. I grew up in the desert. So, but those who know how to swim, the only sea we have in my country is dead, the Dead Sea. And they make it as a resort. It's supposed to be what? A place to learn the lesson from Qawm Lut. We go there, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, Allah protect us. Wallahi, I feel, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allahumma اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. They don't know. They think this is life, but this is a place that where Qawm, they used to be like us. They have civilization and power and everything. Allah made them nothing. Allah tortured. Allah punished them severely. And we made it resource. But anyways, this is from the mu'jizat, subhanAllah. And this is what is the barzakh. Barrier between two things. Just the fresh and salt water. Between this hayat al-dunya and hayat yawm al-qiyam, al-yawm al-akhir, wa yawm al-ba'ath, wa al-nushur, there is a period, a barrier. What is that period called?
Barzakh.
So every time you read the Quran, you see the word barzakh, you stop. Wallah, you have to stop and think. Because one time, in one moment, someday, sometime, we will be in this period. It's a different life, another life, another house, another dar. Right? Dar al-dunya, dar al-barzakh, dar al-qarar. Three homes. Yes, we all shall be in those. I just mentioned in my heart.
Neither does the salt water encroach upon the fresh water, nor does the fresh water encroach upon the salt water, because Allah has set a barrier between them. This does not mix up with that. So al-barzakh is a partition between two things. This is because abodes are three. The abode of this world, the abode of al-barzakh, and the abode of permanent settlement. These are the abodes which the slaves will pass through. The abode of this world is a place of deeds. The abode of al-barzakh is the place of waiting. While the home of permanent settlement is the abode of recompense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
حتى زرتم المقابر.
Until you visit the graves, till you die.
We'll conclude here, inshallah. We'll stop here. We'll continue, inshallah, next Friday, continuing about al-qabr, وعذاب القبر, the torture of the grave. And I'll prepare some extra hadith for you, inshallah, to prepare you, inshallah, for that experience that we all shall taste. Anybody say from that? Guaranteed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لقوله للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. You shall die and they shall die. وجاء سكرة الموت. Everybody shall taste that moment. Everybody has an appointment with ملك الموت. So from these gatherings, from these majalis that you are here today inshallah, you are hoping from the reward of these majalis that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يجعلك من الآمنين. To make you from those who are saved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are saved from the adab and the punishment of the grave. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يبيض وجوهنا يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. سبحانك الله وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.